Good morning. My name is Barbara Fote. I am a member here, and I am here to welcome you. Whether you have been here many, many times, or this is your first or second time, we are delighted to have you with us. And feel free to grab one of the stalls in the back or up here. These signify our hospitality. We all fit into God's design, all the little puzzle pieces, even though we may look different colors and we may have different shapes and sizes and political persuasions and sexual orientations, and we are all unique, but we are all welcome in the family of God. If you are new, we have a brochure, and I hope somebody from the visitors team has gotten around to see you, tells you about the mission and ministries and the exciting things that are going on in this congregation. In your bulletin, you will find a yellow slip. If you will pull that out, and please, right now, put your name on there so we know that you were here. And if you are new, we would love to have some contact information, or if you'd like to get on the mailing list, you can fill that out. And then if you flip it over, there's an option for you to write a prayer request, and those will be read during the service. So if you did write a prayer request, hang on to it, and the ushers will collect them right before prayer time. And if you don't have a prayer request, just drop your yellow slip into the offering plate, if you will. There is an abbreviated order of worship in the one-sheet bulletin, but everything will be up on the screen so that you can follow along. There are restrooms out through this door. Feel free to meet us after service behind here in the gathering room for maybe a cup of coffee or some water or something. And we have a safe sanctuary policy that children should be accompanied throughout the building. A couple of things I would like to highlight for you. We do have childcare today. We have a new childcare worker, and so that is out this way. And many thanks to Jeannie right here for recruiting and training someone for us. An unsung hero job. I believe it's next Sunday night, yes, is the Martin Luther King celebration at 5 o'clock. We have a table with 2 tickets left. So don't fight each other to run and leave a note at the office or call this week to grab those 2 last tickets. And if you wonder why you don't see much related to Dr. King in the service today, it's because we're going to have that observance next Sunday tying in with the Dome King event. So that will be next week. And also on the flip side, something that doesn't get mentioned but is very important here is our prayer circle. And if you are interested in getting on that, you'll get an email, or if you don't do email, a phone call when there's someone in the congregation who's asked for prayer for themselves or for a loved one. And it's a great spirituality ministry that you could be a part of. The rest of the worship service is in the bulletin, and you can follow along on the screens. And so let us now continue with our worship.
Good morning, everyone. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored to say I am the pastor here because we get to host awesome events like the Women's March. That was so fun. And not only did we host the rally here, many of you marched along with the community. So I am honored that we were chosen to once again host the Women's March rally. The question of who you are often starts with a name. In scriptures, people begin to describe Jesus by many names, Rabbi, Messiah, Lamb of God, as they tried to understand who this special person was. What descriptors do you want to be known with? And what name has God called you to be known as? And we'll be thinking about this and wrestling with this throughout our time together today. The season of the church year right now is Epiphany. But Epiphany is also something that we talk about generically in culture. Its definition is a sudden intuitive perception of or insight into the reality or essential meaning of something. And that's what our Epiphany is all about. God's love is present in all our epiphanies. So please stand or in body or spirit as you're able and join in singing, Welcome to God's Love.
families of all shapes and kinds, who love the only tie that binds. This gathering of open minds, welcome to God's law. Every person has a place in this holy, sacred space. This entire human race, proof required of your word, a gift to you before your birth, from God who made the heaven and earth. Welcome to God's law. We'll love each other and take care of the very needs we are there. Within God's heart there is room to spare.
My name is Sue Bates, and I'm your liturgist this morning. Please remain standing and join me in our responsive call to worship. God of grace, thank you for every epiphany that will happen today, for everyone who puts down a weapon because there are no enemies, for everyone who breathes in the scent of cedar and is cleansed, for everyone who drops that heavy bundle of resentment, everyone who is guided by generations yet unborn, for everyone who is contented at the end of a journey,
for everyone
who falls on their knees before a baby, for everyone who senses the webs that connect us, for everyone who remembers to give gifts,
for everyone
who is bowled over by love, for everyone who recognizes the holy,
for everyone who
says a prayer,
for all
stars in their eyes, for Jesus' sake we pray, amen. Please be seated for a moment. We're going to do the passing of the peace a little different this morning. So now before I go any further, we're going to have an activity. Now we all like to do activities, right? So raise your hand if you do. Good, good. I'd like to brainstorm for a moment with you. What are some characteristics that would demonstrate that a person is a Jesus follower? If you have an answer, you can tell it, and I will relay it to the rest of the congregation. Friendly and welcoming, yes. Compassion, loving, patient, wisdom, love, works for justice. That's a good one. Good listener. Now, in your bulletin, there's a little blank name tag. Did everybody get one? They look like this. They have the flame and the cross on it. If you didn't get one, please raise your hand and the ushers will bring you one. What you're going to do is you're going to take that name tag and you're going to write on it a characteristic of being a Jesus follower that you would like to be known by. There's pencils in the pockets in the back of the pews. And I'll give you a few minutes to write down, and if you don't have one, please, again, raise your hand. What do you want to be known as a follower of Jesus? Now, I cheated. I filled mine out ahead of time. And mine says loving. I want to be known as a loving person. What I want you to do is take that name tag and put it on, and then we're going to stand up, and we're going to greet those around you, reflecting on how you together can bring God's love to our community and the world. And when you hear the music, it's time for you to return to your seats and for the children to come forward and meet with Pastor Alicia.
Today. Last week we had lots of kids. Maybe the snow kept them away. So I thought that we would talk about what we wrote on our name tag. So what did you, I don't see you with a name tag. What would you say?
I put my name.
You, well, what about, what would you like to be known for or known as? Do you have a, I put compassionate.
How?
You're helpful?
Yeah.
Yes, right. That's a good one. You are helpful, Jim. Yeah. So what else did folks say out here? I heard you say some things that, what did you say, Mamie?
Praise, humble,
praise, humble, and worthy. Yes. What else?
Patient.
Yes.
Tolerant.
Well, caring for all.
Loving.
Strong, yes, strong. So, how about we say a little prayer, and then we can go sit back with whoever brought us.
Okay.
All right? All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are just so grateful that you call us by name. Let us always be listening for that call. And sometimes when you call us by a new name, let us be brave enough, strong enough, humble enough to know that you have a new task for us to do. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. In the lead up to today's scripture, Isaiah is reflecting on how God gave him all these important things to say, but nobody is really listening to God. His response was, "I'm making the job bigger. You are not just bringing the Hebrew people back to me, you are bringing the whole world to knowledge of my love." I'm reading today from the chapter 49, verses 4 through 7 in the scripture of Isaiah. "But I said, I have wearied myself in vain. I have used up my strength for nothing. Nevertheless, the Lord will grant me justice. My reward is with God. And now the Lord has decided, the one who formed me from the womb as his servant, to restore Jacob to God, so that Israel might return to him. Moreover, I'm honored in the Lord's eyes. My God has become my strength. He said, it is not enough, since you are my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the survivors of Israel. Hence, I will also appoint you as light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. The Lord Redeemer of Israel and its Holy One says to one despised, rejected by nations, to the slave of rulers, kings will see and stand up. Commanders will bow down on account of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." In today's lesson from John's Gospel, a lot of naming is taking place. John the Baptist names Jesus the Lamb of God. Andrew calls Jesus the Messiah. And when Jesus meets Simon, he gives him a new name, Cephas, or Peter. John the Baptist tells his disciples, Jesus is the guy, and they head off to follow Jesus. I'm reading from chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. "The next day John was standing again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus walking along, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God!' The two disciples heard what he said, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he asked, 'What are you looking for?' They said, 'Rabbi,' which is translated from teacher, 'where are you staying?' He replied, 'Come and see.' So they went and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the disciples who heard what John said and followed Jesus was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is translated from Christ. He led them to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of God. You will be called Cephas.' This is the word of God for the people of God."
Good morning again. So I had this weird, I feel like, out-of-body experience in that this week, two people asked me to write a short bio of myself. And for me, this is out-of-body because it's hard. Has anyone ever had to write a bio of themselves? It is like, what do you pick out? What do I want to highlight? What matters? What really people aren't going to care much about? How do I want to name myself? What attributes do I want to name? And what titles might I want to name? And it was really hard. And to make it short, my life is long, right? I had to pick out a short paragraph. So it was hard. I also learned this week that one of our members, William Potter, his nickname Bill Potter, who passed away in the last week and a half, he actually wrote his own obituary. And can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine writing your own obituary? Again, what would you pick out? What would you highlight? How would you know what to say about yourself? And what would be important and not important, and who else you're connected to might you want to name and highlight and honor in that? So
really strange to think about a name, a title, an attribute. In Jesus' time, a name was more than just a name. It said who you are. It might say who you're the child of, the son of, the daughter of. It might be where you're from, which tells a lot about a person as well. So in Jesus' time, a name was more than just a name. When Jesus, in our scripture today, when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, teacher." Later in the scripture, our disciples say, "We have found the Messiah, Christ." In the scriptures, people begin to describe Jesus by many names: Rabbi, Messiah, Lamb of God, Son of God, Emmanuel, Christ, as they tried to understand who this special person was. I'd like to show you a video about how names matter, including the names we call ourselves.
There's a story in the Bible about a man named Jacob who wrestles an angel. They struggle hour after hour by the side of a river, and at daybreak, the man says to Jacob, "Let me go." And Jacob says, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And the man says, "Well, what is your name?" The real question he's asking him is, "Who are you?" The struggle of Jacob is the struggle of all of us. We're asked, "What is your name?" We're really being asked, "Who are you?" Only when we can own our own history for what it is, can we ever begin to answer the question, "What is your name?"
This is a 15 to 20 minute video by Rob Bell, and if you want to see the whole thing, it's under Pneuma, N-O-O-M-A, Rob Bell, and then just put name, because that's the title of this video. So it's really, really good. So I ask, who are you? How much of our pain, as Rob Bell says, comes from not knowing the answer to the question, who are you? What's your name? Sometimes we are unkind to ourselves. Sometimes people around us call us unkind names. But God calls us by name, a loving name. So let's stop comparing ourselves to others. They have their names, and we have our names. I have a favorite quote, which I learned is two quotes in one by two different authors, but I'm going to share it with you. In a world where you can be anything, be yourself. And this is by Ashley Purdy. But I always thought it went with this: be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And that's by Oscar Wilde. Let's remember, the place God calls us is to the place where our gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. So what's your name? What does God call you? In our scripture, right before the scripture today, Isaiah 49, verse 1, it says, "The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, God named me. God has spoken my name. While I was in my mother's womb, God named me. Before we even knew ourselves, God knew us and named us." So I wonder, what has God named you? We've talked about some things, but what has God named you? Is there more than your profession, more than that you're a parent or a daughter or a child? There's what more has God named you? Has God named you friend? As Jim said, helpful, compassionate, loving. And has God named you as God's own? So Jesus seems to simply say, follow me. Amen.
This place, right here, is where it starts. God is calling your name. Carer, cooker, healer, upsetter, laugher, listener, interpreter, kindly, mower, dishwasher, lamenter, prayer. Our next hymn is by John Bell, an activist Scottish hymnist and worship designer. It's a new hymn for us, so I'm going to ask the choir to sing the first verse for us, and we'll join in on the second verse. Please stand in body or spirit.
Take this moment, sigh and space. Take my friend home. Here among us, make the place where your love is found. Take the time to call my name. Take the time to
continue in prayer and reflection by sharing with each other those things laying on our hearts today. If you would like your prayer request read as part of worship, please pass your prayer slip that looks like this to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time seeking Christ's presence in our life.
Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, King of my heart. Christ within me, Christ below me, Christ above me, never to part.
We will begin our prayer time with a time of silence for personal reflection. I will share a prayer, and then we will pray the Lord's Prayer together. Speak the Lord's Prayer using the words and language that are most meaningful to you. Now settle yourself, open your mind and heart to the gentle calling of the Spirit of God. Blessed Jesus, you are the master of life and death. Everything we have belongs to you, and we love you very deeply. Just one touch from you heals the sick, mends the broken, and transforms the darkness. Only you can do this. Only you, Lord Jesus. So we ask that you would be with the names that we have read right now, so that they may sense your presence, also that they may feel your power and know your love. And consequently, may their bodies be overwhelmed with light and truth, with healing and wellness. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We come together here because of the simple fact that all are welcome here. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way that we affirm our commitment to that vision. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the plate if you didn't pass them in for prayer requests, as the ushers collect the offering and the choir blesses us with song. Please remain standing and join me in prayer, our prayer of dedication, as we ask for God's blessing of our offering of our gifts and our lives. Every time we come to the moment of offering, it's a crossroads. There is an inner struggle between selfishness and generosity, a pull between fear of the future and belief in God's providence. We give our offering this morning, Lord, stepping out in faith down the road of grace. We do this together as your people, called and sent to be a blessing for all the world. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. As Paul writes in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 396, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
For all that has been, thanks. For all that will be, yes. And as you go forth to meet your future, may the blessings of God dance you in like candlelight, reassure you like a hug, flow through you like a river, and through you bless the world. Amen.